And your coach's show continues here on the Mountain of Rock Q94, and we're down into Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty High School with first-year head coach Jansen Acklin. How we doing, Jansen?
I'm good. How are you, Gary?
Fantastic. It's, you know, some subtle changes that have went on at Liberty High School. Of course, Brock Kanegi retired, and I know Brock really well. He was fully all about retirement, but Coach Wyatt has got him now over helping out the Zizzers with defense. But tell us a little bit about this transition, Coach Acklin, and, you know, introduce your coaching staff, please.
Okay. You know, it's been kind of a smooth transition just because I was able to be here for my first 3 years of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've known Coach Kanegi my whole life. He was coaching with my dad whenever I was a kid growing up, and Coach Holland was my middle school coach. So it was pretty awesome having guys like that. And then Justin French was, you know, the quarterback I looked up to when I was a kid. So it was pretty awesome to have that staff together. And then now we still have Coach Holland as our offensive coordinator, linebackers coach. We've moved Joey Rodriguez up from middle school O-line and D-line, and he's now up at the high school level doing the same thing. And we've got Noah Jester as our wide receivers coach, DB's coach, a recent graduate here at Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the middle school level, we have Roger Gastineau doing a great job with those young guys. You know, he's the dad of one of the greatest Liberty quarterbacks we've ever had in Cole Gastineau. So
mm-hmm.
he's pretty familiar with our program as well. And then we have two other recent graduates that are helping him out. That's Jackson Connor and Braden Gastineau.
That's good stuff. I mean, it's real. That's just great stuff. And now with your transition, you know, there's so much knowledge, you know, on your staff, and being able to sit at that round table and talk things out and figure different, you know, schemes out. That's got to be a lot of fun when you're all together.
Oh yeah, for sure. We have a great time together, and it's just awesome to have a staff that has a passion for, you know, the kids here at Liberty, because most of us either played in this system or, you know, like Roger had a kid in this system. So
mm-hmm.
we know what Liberty football is all about and how awesome this community is and the support they have for these kids. So yeah, we love what we do for sure.
Now, you know, how did the off season and go and your team camp? Tell us a little bit about that and what you seen that you really liked and things that you took notice of that you needed to work on before this week one opponent.
Yeah, we really had a great summer overall. I mean, we were really proud of how committed the boys were. We rarely had any issues with, you know, kids not showing up, so our attendance was probably the best I've seen it in my 4 years here, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We went and we scrimmaged Chaffee. We actually were meant to go to Charleston, but we got rained out there. So we had a great scrimmage against Chaffee and Kabul and a monsoon over there. and then we went to Evangel, had a really good 2 days of camp, and ended up actually playing Stratford in the little championship goal line session. So, you know, overall the summer was, we found out a lot about our seniors. You know, they're great leaders. I'll name them real quick because they deserve it. Adrian Pendergraft, Carter Pruitt, Eli Moore, Ashton Conley's back this year, Brody Rutledge, Wyatt Honeycutt, Jake Carl, and, of course, Angel Lopez. You know, it's just an awesome senior class that is very team-oriented, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They always put the team first, and they're always the first ones to say something, you know, whenever we start struggling a little bit. So they're kind of like an extension of the coaching staff, which is, you know, exactly what you want, especially in your first year as a head coach. You have guys that will take the initiative without you even having to say anything. So, you know, that really showed something to us this summer.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, you had a great there was a great group of young men that moved on from last year's team, and to me, the most noticeable is, you know, those linemen that you had.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I mean, that was a wonderful thing to have, that depth at D-line and being able to rotate players in and out. How has the process been to replenish that cupboard?
Yeah, that was definitely, you know, right after the season, we thought that's going to be tough to replace because, you know, our starting three were seniors and then their backups, for the most part, were seniors. But we've had some young guys fill in at that position.
Mm-hmm.
Hayden Oziah, sophomore. Tyler Glasscock, sophomore. And Kenyon Walls is the name that no one's heard yet, but that kid had a great summer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hard worker, one of our strongest guys in the weight room. So those are our three starters right there. And then we've you know, put a rotation in where we have three more guys that will come in right behind them. So, you know, it's not going to be an experience-led group, but they're kids that, you know, have worked their butt off this summer and have done a great job, and we're really excited to see how they play tonight.
Well, and, of course, you know, there was Mr. Gadget that sported number 7, Drew Ripko. That's some really, really big shoes to fill. But there is a number 7 out on the field and a kind of a unique story why he's wearing number 7. Tell us a little bit about that.
You mentioned Gavin Reese?
Yeah. I was told that Drew, you know, his last game, senior, he asked, you know, Gavin to wear his number. That's pretty cool right there. That's cool
that
stuff.
That is awesome. Yeah, that's one of the first text messages Drew and I had after, you know, we just talked through how awesome he was and how I'm really going to miss coaching him. And he said, "Hey, Coach, you think we can give Gavin number 7 next year?" So I thought that was pretty funny. But that just tells you something about Gavin and, you know, what those seniors thought of him last year. So I'm really excited to see what he does tonight at the receiver position,
mm-hmm.
since we're moving him out of that two quarterback. So, you know, he's an awesome kid, and he's going to make some plays. I'll guarantee you that.
Well, speaking of week one opponent, the Stratford Indians, it's on the road. It's a kickoff of 8 p.m. The game will be broadcast on the Fox 96.9 and live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Stratford, you know, they've got several that's returning that played week one, as do the Liberty Eagles. But what have you seen out of them, and what is it that, you know, you're going to have to really prepare for to be able to come away with a victory tonight?
Well, first thing we got to do is get the ball out of number 1's hand, Silas Morton. That kid is he's a stud. We saw him at camp, and he's been their go-to guy since last season. He's about 6'1", 215, and they get in a tank formation, double tight with a sniffer, pullback, and they just give it to pull the guards and give it to Silas. So we got to make them do something besides that, because that hurts a lot of teams whenever you just get in power and mm-hmm. run it over and over. And then their quarterback, Jordan Edelstein, he has a really good arm. We need to make sure we get pressure on him. Kingston Campbell and J.D. Adams are probably their two best linemen. Those are two guys that have started since they were sophomores. And they're big old boys. They're about 6'3", 250, 260 each.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a couple receivers coming back from last year, number 10 and number 4, that are really good athletes that made some plays this summer whenever we were at Evangel. So, you know, they have a lot of talent. They have a lot of guys that, you know, you got to really prepare for. So I think our guys have done a great job this week in the preparation for them, and we're really excited to get it started tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time for sure. Everybody, head coach of the Liberty Eagles, Jansen Acklin, and, you know, some the community involvement to help, you know, feeding the young men before games and you know, I know you, the coaching staff and the players really appreciate all that.
Oh, yes, 100%. We couldn't do it without them. We appreciate everybody that is kind enough to help us out.
Right on. Okay. Jansen, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week, all right?
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it.